I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. And I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything. I love you, Lord, you're everything to me. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings, God. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, a day that was not promised, a day that was not necessarily given, but a day that you've made, that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. We don't take it for granted, God, that you blessed us, that you're the one who woke us up this morning, that you're the one who is starting us on our way, the one that called us by our names this morning so that we would rise up this morning to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise. We're thankful, God, that you were mindful of us. Oh, God, that you did not pass us by. But, God, you allowed us to have a good night's sleep, good night's rest last night, and you woke us up encouraged. You woke us up strengthened. You woke us up empowered. God, you woke us up so that we might have life and life that more abundantly. Thank you for bringing us alive, oh, God. For we were dead in our sins. We were dead in our trespasses, disconnected from you. Because the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, but there was a gift of God that gave us eternal life, and it was through Jesus Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, oh God, that my sins, oh God, no longer have me bound. Thank you, oh God, that I'm no longer held captive by the effects or by the attacks of the enemy, but I have been set free, oh God. And who the Son has set free is free indeed. And so I can walk this morning in my freedom. I can walk this morning in my healing. I can walk this morning in my deliverance. I can walk this morning in my breakthrough. I can walk this morning living the life that you came that I might live. Not just a life that gets by, not just to make it through the days in by the hair of my chinny chin, Lord, but I can live the abundant life that you have for me, whether I'm in the midst of a storm, whether I'm in the midst of a trial, whether I'm afflicted or troubled on every side, Lord, it does not matter, because the God that lived in me came that I might have life, oh God. Help us to understand, oh God, today that we have been made alive in you. No longer are we bound by the things of this flesh, oh God, because the flesh, oh God, in me, there is no good thing in this flesh. But I thank you, oh God, today that I'm no longer bound by the law of the flesh. I've been set free. I've been delivered. I've been made whole. I've been brought back from the depths of hell, oh God, because of the law of the Spirit, the law of the Spirit that you wrote on my heart, oh God, that I might not sin against thee. And so with joy ringing down in my soul this morning, Lord, I say good morning and I say thank you. Thank you for being such a good God. Thank you for being such a mighty God. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being a God like none other, oh God. Thank you for your blood that washes away my sin. Thank you for your blood that makes me whole within. Thank you, oh God, for your blood that washes me white as snow. And I'm no longer the person that I used to be, but I've been made new in you. I'm a new creature. I'm a new victor. I'm a new more than conqueror. I'm a new overcomer. God, I'm a new person that can do all things. Oh, God, because I was made new in you. It doesn't matter if I failed you yesterday. It doesn't matter if I failed you last week. Oh, God, today is a new day. It's another opportunity for me to get things right with you so that your will might be done in my life. Oh, God, for fulfill your will in my life this day. Come tomorrow and have your way, oh God, and make me whole, make me strong, make me right in you, God. Help me to understand, oh God, that I can cast all of my cares upon you. And when I cast them, oh God, they're not near me anymore. So I don't have time to go back and pick those things up. But if I'm willing to cast them over to you, oh God, and put them all into your hands, you said, take my yoke upon me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so you come to set us free, not just from free, oh God, from the things that go on in this world, but free in our minds as well. So transform us and renew our minds even now, God, that we may understand the goodness of your love, that we may understand the breadth and the width and the length and the height and the depth of your love that you have for us, that you refuse to allow anything to separate us from your love. That's how important we are to you. That you would have given your only begotten Son so that we can have a relationship with you. You desire to abide with us. You desire to live with us. And you desire to live in us. So God, help us to present these bodies as a living sacrifice. Oh God, that's holy. A place that you can choose to dwell. Our bodies don't belong to ourselves. And each and every day, Lord, we ought to forget who we belong to. We forget whose body this is. We forget whose temple this is. Lord, you're not looking to dwell in temples, Lord, that people are not visiting. You're no longer a stationary God. Oh, God, when you were in the ark, Lord, you were only able to abide in the ark. And then they built you a temple, Solomon did. And, Lord, you abided in the ark in the holies of holies. Lord, but you're no longer bound to a building, but you have parked yourself and your Holy Spirit within each and every one of us. So we don't belong to ourselves. And so we want to welcome you into this place. We want to welcome you into this temple. We want to welcome you into our lives so that you may be free to move by your power, move by your might, and move by your holy and your precious Spirit. I love you, Lord, today. Oh, God, because you mean the world to me. I love you, oh, God. Lord, you're everything to me. You're the air that I breathe. You're the reason why I move and live and have my very being. You're the reason that I have life and life that more abundantly. You are the reason why I'm the head and I'm not the tail. You're the reason why I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You're the reason, God, why, oh God, I am, God, more than a conqueror. Lord, you're the reason why weapons that are formed against me don't prosper. You're the reason why I can walk through the valleys of the shadow of death and not have to fear any evil. You're the reason why, God, goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life, oh God. You're the reason why, God, I can live and I don't have to die. Help us, oh God, to speak the words of life into ourselves, and not only into our lives, but into the lives of others as well, oh God. You've given us power in these tongues, oh God. The power of life and death, oh God, flows up out of this tongue. We either can cut and destroy, or we can breathe life into or build. God, give us the audacity. Give us the courage, oh God, to speak life and not death in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, yes, you are the one that speaks, oh God, that is in control of life and death. Lord, and that power is in your head, oh God, but you've given us the ability to encourage, oh God, you've given us the ability, oh God, to lift up, you've given us the ability, oh God, to offer praise, oh God, to those that are among us, to level each and every one of us, Lord, so that we might encourage one another. I understand, Lord, it's better for us to do the encouragement, but Lord, if we don't have anyone around us that is willing to encourage us, I'm reminded even right now that David encouraged himself in the Lord, because everybody was against him, oh God. So even when odds are stacked against us, oh God, remind us right now, Lord, if there's nobody, oh God, willing to say good job, if there's nobody willing, oh God, to encourage us, Lord, oh God, give us the ability and give us the audacity and give us the boldness and encourage ourselves in the Lord just like David did. And when he encouraged himself in the Lord, he looked to you. He looked to the source of his strength. He looked to the God of his salvation. He looked to the rock, oh God, that has always been the rock that is higher than I. And Lord, that is our blueprint today. Oh God, that is our guide today. Oh God, to be an encouragement, not worrying about if somebody else is willing to encourage us. Oh God, but to bring life into dark situations, to breathe life into those that don't have life, to breathe hope, oh God, to those that are hopeless, oh God, to speak the words of life. Oh, God, that you have spoken into our lives. We are alive in you. And if any man is in Christ, he's new. We don't have to hold on to the old things. Behold, we're new every single day. Your mercies, oh, God, that you bestow upon us each and every day are new, oh, God. We don't have to use last week's mercy. We don't have to use last month's mercy. But, Lord, when you woke us up this morning, Lord, you bless us with new mercies that we see. Help us to live life today. Help us to live in victory, oh God, today. And help us to walk into our season of breakthrough that only you provide. Oh God, transform and renew our minds. That it's not what it looks like on the outside. It's only what it looks like in the Master's hands. And there is no failure in your hands. There is no defeat in your hands. The enemy is a defeated foe. You remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So if you did it before, God, you can do it again. If you did it for one, oh God, you can do it for another. Thanks be to God, oh God, on this morning that you are not a respecter of persons, but that any man that will call upon you, you promise that you will answer him and show him great and mighty things. Show us your glory, oh God, today. That's our desire. That's our plea. That's our cry, oh God. Show us your glory even right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done in our lives. Nevertheless, not my will, but Lord, let thine will be done. And as you let your will be done, shape me and mold me, oh God, to be the instrument, to be the vessel of praise that you need me to be today. Lord, I want to let my light so shine that men might see my good works, but you get the glory and the honor and the praise. I want to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for my life today. I want to make you be proud of me. I want to put a smile on your face. And I want you to get the glory out of my life on this day. We pray for Lady Olinda McCowan, Lord, who is suffering from mouth sickness, Lord. We bind the hands of sickness right now over her life, over her throat. Heal, soothe the pain right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Crystal McCowan, oh God, the little virus that's going on or something, the allergies that's going on in her body. Lord, we pray for healing right now, Lord, over little Aaron, Lord, sickness, the sickness spirit is trying to sweep over into our house, Lord, but we bind sickness on every hand. We cast the devil out right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and there's afflictions that he's placing on our bodies, and we declare right now that we are healed, that we are delivered, and that we are set free. I pray for all of those that are sick among us, oh God. Be healed, I'm declaring. Be delivered and be set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Headache, go away right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Backache, go away right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of depression, we bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we cast you out of your of God's people. God, any ailment, oh God, we speak against it, oh God, right now, because it's subject to the name of Jesus. Healing, deliverance, freedom, it comes from you. And then, Lord, I pray for the Lewis family and the Brown family during their time of bereavement. I speak life into those that are in Houston that are recovering and those that are in Texas and Louisiana that have been affected by the storm. Lord, I pray for mercy over Puerto Rico and Barbuda and the other islands that are being affected by Hurricane Irma right now. I ask for mercy, God, for Florida, Lord. Have mercy upon us. You are the one that controls the storms. You are the one that controls the winds, oh God. And so we ask for mercy, God. Have mercy upon us. You said, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. Lord, we're too haughty. We think that we know it all. We think that we have all the answers, and all of the answers that we're coming up with are not the answers that come from you. They're not G-O-D. But for some reason, we think that we can speak life out of situations that are dead instead of laying ourselves across the altar and asking you for mercy and asking you for favor. Lord, if you just do it, oh God, just have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, oh God, and bring us through these storms that are raging in our lives. Thank you for being a God that hears us. Thank you for being a God that is a way maker. Thank you for being a God, oh God, that is awesome in all your ways. That's why I love you more than anything, oh God, because you are everything to me. And so watch over us today. Strengthen us today. Encourage us, oh God, today, and breathe life into us today. Help us to lay aside the things that the world is displaying to us. And help us to seek your face, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said that you would quench every hunger. You said, I mean, you are the God that quenches thirst and satisfies hunger. And so, God, as long as we hunger and thirst after you, you're the one that can quench us and satisfy us. Let us not look for substitutes, because man can't satisfy us. Man can't meet the need, oh God, the way that you can. And so we won't settle for substitutes, Lord, but we want the real thing. And you are the real thing, because Jesus is the way, and he's the truth, and he is the life. Breathe life into us, walk with us, and talk with us all the day long. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the wonderful and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. Thank God, amen and amen.